trying to break the idea of safer and stronger into physical, social and emotional safety and security. And the physical stuff is about well-built houses, well-maintained houses, healthy homes where you feel happy living, which is about the design and also how you're able to live in the space, if you can hang pictures up, if you can paint your own walls, or if you're not allowed to do that, if you can have your pets, if that's important to you, your house, housing and happiness. We talked about having space for visitors, space for carers, being happy in your own space, your ability to choose when you share your home and your ability to not choose when you share your home. The need for conversations and discussions with neighbours and the having that community so you can resolve conflicts before they become problematic and deal with things straight away. Privacy and security and the need for hospitality and community and wanting the best of both worlds. And then we got to kind of issues of freedom, choice and responsibility. We talked about the areas where rubbish is, and if you turn that into a positive, if you reconceptualise that into a positive place rather than a place where stuff kind of gets stuck to rot. And then
we got I was talking about someone had told me from London that she was involved in sort of community regeneration work, and they did this project where they made all the rubbish areas of look beautiful, like by mosaicing the walls and things like that. And it's actually about changing, I think, the concept of rubbish, which goes back to like our table, we're talking about recycling, actually going, well, rather than it's rubbish going out, but actually because also rubbish areas can be dangerous areas, and we were asked to think about what makes something safer and stronger. So we were thinking about what are the dangerous areas in a home, and often there's rubbish areas where you've got rats or possibly people coming to take stuff, but actually having a paradigm shift and shifting those areas to positive areas.